Did they, what were they bringing it in?
Well, I guess they bring it in jugs.
Just big jugs.
They go to a distillery, you know, somewhere that's making it and get it and carry it back and sell it. And so I had to go back and stay, I don't know how long, in Nashville, Tennessee. And now he ought to be, I think he's somewhere in Kansas now, because that letter I got, he told me he's going to Kansas. But really, I didn't want to say this, but he is a distant relative.
Well, nobody didn't think he did it, but then he was sent up. Now, what kind of robes did these night riders have? You said they wore robes? Did you say the night riders had robes on when they did this? Were they hooded robes?
They just cover up the head.
Just cover up the head? Just have hoods on?
So you wouldn't know them.
No,
you wouldn't recognize them.
And
then he come back this last time. He was so old, he didn't have to go back, but I don't think he's done anything yet, because his sister's dead. But he wrote me this letter, and he told me that he would come down here to see me, his sister lived here, and I knew her. Well, I went to school with him and her both. And but my son was older than me. And he said that somebody asked him, was talking with him in Nashville, and asked him if he mind talking to him about his time he served. He said no. Everybody knew he had done served his time. And made himself a prisoner that could get out and work. And he really didn't mind telling nobody about it, but his advice would be when he told him to stay out of such a place. I think he made a Christian out of himself.
You think in prison, you think he Well, that's a happy ending of the story, then.
Oh, I just wish I had that letter. I did put it on the printout. If my granddaughter, I think, got it, because she could, in getting us down the tree, she could get some names that he would call in there that we knew. But he went to the pen. About 71 years ago.
Is that right?
Because he went to Japan the next year after I met him.
1908. Yeah. So he went in 1909?
I married
in 1907.
Oh, I see. So he went in 1908. And that's where they did run people away from there. There was a doctor, Sango. Well, somebody from here, they said, didn't they kill a young man? I reckon it's what you said. And kill him. And they run Dr. away from Sango.
Now, these are the same people. Were they called themselves the association? Were they the association?
They didn't join it, you see.
These were the people who were trying to force them to join.
He moved to Tallahassee. But he's dead now.
But he was right out of town, huh?
And there was some of the that lived up Cheatham County was run out. They went to Dixon. And then, and I don't know if anybody else really.
Did they go up to Kentucky and Guthrie and around there, too?
I don't know if any of them went to Kentucky. You see, I've been met them up there.
I see.